So reading Srimad Bhagavatam 9th canto, chapter 5, Taina Durvasa Muni's life spared. Text number 1. Satran jagatana kalabrahanaye nirupita sarasaho gadavrita idrasya chasmat kuladaiva hitave videhi bhadram tadanugraho hina. O protector of the universe, you're engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his all-powerful weapon in killing the envious enemies. For the benefit of our dynasty, kindly favor this poor Brahman. This will certainly be a favor for all of us.
Yadiyasti datam nistam va svadharma va svanastita kulandu vipradevam chidviju bhavatu vichara.
If our family has given charity to the proper persons, if we have performed ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices, if we have properly carried out our occupational duties, and if we have been guided by learned Brahmanas, I wish in exchange that this Brahmana be freed from the burning caused by the Sudarshan Chakra. So you can see like that. The service that anyone has done is creating goodwill by the Lord, and on the strength of that, one can pray to the Lord. So, Maharaj Ambarish was saying, if our family has given charity to the proper persons, performed ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices, then may our prayer be heard in this case for the benefit of the Brahmana. So it's just like that that Srila Prabhupada could just simply pray that anyone who chants 16 rounds follow four regulative principles may go back to Godhead. And on the strength of his service, Krishna upheld that. So, text number 11.
Yadi Navagan Prita Ika Sarva Gunasriya Sarva Bhutatma Bhavena Dviju Bhavatu Vicharaha.
If the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is one without a second, who is the reservoir of all transcendental qualities, and who is the life and soul of all living entities, is pleased with us, we wish that this Brahmana, Durvasa Muni, be freed from the pain of being burned.
Sisukuvacha iti samstu vato ragyo visnu chakram sudarsanam asanyat sarvato vipram pradadra jayachaya.
Sukadeva Goswami continued, when the king offered prayers to the Sudarshan Chakra and Lord Vishnu, because his prayers, the Sudarshan Chakra became peaceful and stopped burning, the Brahmana known as Durvasa Muni.
Durvasa
Muni, the greatly powerful mystic, was indeed satisfied when freed from the fire of the Sudarshan Chakra. Thus he praised the qualities of Ambarish Maharaj and offered him the highest benedictions.
Durvasa Vacha Aho Anantadasanam Mahatvam Dristamadhyame Kritagasopi Yadrajan Mangalaru Samihase.
Devasa Muni said, my dear king, today you have experienced the greatness of the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For although I have committed an offense, you have prayed for my good fortune.
Duskara konusadhanam Duschayo vamahatmanam Yasangrito Bhagavan Satpatam Risabohari.
For those who achieved the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of the Pure Devotees, what is impossible to do and what is impossible to give up?
Yanama Sruti Matrena Puman Bhavati Nirmala Tasyatipta Padakimba Dasanam Avasishyate.
What is impossible for the servants of the Lord? By the very hearing of his holy name, one is purified.
Rajan Vagrito Yam Ham Tvayati Karunatmana Madagam Prasthata Kripa Pranayane Viraksita.
O King, overlooking my offenses, you have saved my life. Does I very much oblige to you because you are so merciful. Rajatam Akritahara Pratyagamanakam Seya Charanam Upasangriya Prasad Samabhujayat. Expecting return of Devasamuni, the king had not taken his food. Therefore, when the sage returned, the king fell at his lotus feet, pleasing him in all respects, and fed him sumptuously. So, Siddhvadritam Anitam Atityam Sarvakamikam Triptatmanirpitam Prahabunjatam Ittisadam. Thus the king respectfully received Devasamuni, who after eating varieties of palatable food, was so satisfied that with great affection he requested the king to also eat, saying, "Please take your meal." Pritosmi anugrihitosmi tava bhagavatasyavai darshanasparsanalabai atityena manesa. That's one of the words. Okay. Ritosmi anugrihitosmi tava bhagavatasyavai
Asmi, I am.
Tava, your.
Bhagavatasya,
because of your being a pure devotee.
By indeed.
Darshana, by seeing you.
Sparsana,
and touching your feet.
By talking with you.
By your hospitality.
Atmanesa, by my own intelligence.
Translation. Devasamuni said, "I'm very pleased with you, my dear king. At first I thought of you as an ordinary human being and accepted your hospitality. But later I could understand by my own intelligence that you are the most exalted devotee of the Lord. Therefore, simply by seeing you, touching your feet, and talking with you, I have been pleased and have become obliged to you." It is said, "Vaishnavir kriya mudra vigeya na bujaya." Even a very intelligent man cannot understand the activities of a pure Vaishnava. Therefore, because Devasamuni was a great mystic yogi, he first mistook Maharaj Amrit for an ordinary human being and wanted to punish him. Such is the mistaken observation of a Vaishnava. When Devasamuni was persecuted by the Sursan Chakra, however, his intelligence developed. Therefore, the word Atmanesa is used to indicate that by his personal experience he would understand how great a Vaishnava the king was. When Devasamuni was chased by the Sursan Chakra, he wanted to take shelter of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and he was even able to go to the spiritual world, meet the personality of God, and talk with him face to face. Yet he was unable to be rescued from the attack of the Sursan Chakra. Thus, he could understand the influence of a Vaishnava by personal experience. Devasamuni was certainly a great yogi and a very brilliant Brahmana, but despite his being a real yogi, he was unable to understand the influence of a Vaishnava. Therefore, it is said, "Vaishnavir kriya mudra vigeya namujaya." Even the most learned person cannot understand the value of a Vaishnava. There is always a possibility for so-called jnanis and yogis to be mistaken in studying the character of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava can be understood by how much he is favored by the Supreme Personality of God in terms of his inconceivable activities. Om Gyan Tignan Sikhanan Nasada Krishna Kshuga Miritam Yadas Maishi Guru Vena Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhani Chanan Sikhe Vira Vishyasa Gora Matibhuna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So Devasamuni was coming to his senses. In one sense, Devasamuni was an advanced personality, and therefore, once he had come to his senses, then he very appropriately worshipped Maharaj Ambarish. He very clearly understood how to deal with such a person. What may take us a long time, because we don't have that pious culture that Durvasa Muni had. It may take us much longer to understand how to actually deal with a Vaishnava. And therefore, we learn Vaishnava etiquette. And there are so many ways to deal with a Vaishnava. When I was new in the temple, then there was a proper disciple who would every day make some bread for me, because I'd had hepatitis, you know, so I couldn't eat halva and upa and all the other greasy puris and all the stuff that the devotees sort of eat, you know. And then he would make that bread, and he would always write a note with it, "Your dog servant. This is just too much for my mind." You know? How can anyone call himself a dog servant? You know? I mean, you know, this is too much. This is like, you know, what's wrong? You know, like, is he? How can anyone have such low self-esteem? Yeah? But a dog servant, yes, that spirit is there. Just taking a humble position, why not? Vaishnavas are training themselves to take that humble position. It's not easily done, it takes time. One cannot just do so automatically. But Durvasa Muni remained an exalted personality, and therefore after he was rectified by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was immediately generously worshipping Maharaj Ambarish, and this time he was not making any mistake, you know, by sort of begrudgingly giving him credit. No, he gave him credit from his heart. No. So there was the whole experience was purifying for him, and he had enough transcendental qualification to take it like that. This is nice. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us so many things. It is teaching us who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but it is also teaching us how devotees deal with each other, or how a learned brahmana is treating a devotee. And we see Maharaj Ambarish was taken to be blessing personified. And that is a fact. A devotee is a great blessing to have a devotee. The presence of a devotee changes everything. The dust of a devotee in our house changes the entire house. So this spirit of appreciating devotees, and then we don't have to worry so much about their character. So in turn, you know, you can see is that although the identity of Ambarish Maharaj was now established as a Vaishnava, and in a way a Vaishnava is superior to a Brahmana, Ambarish Maharaj never took that position from, yes, actually, now you know, now the Sudarshan Chakra taught you a lesson, and now you know who I really am, you know. And so he allowed the Brahmana to touch his lotus feet. Oh no, no, by no means. Rather, Maharaj Ambarish fell at his feet. And yes, to some extent they were retaining the external etiquette of a Brahmana's relationship with a Kshatriya. Therefore, Devasa Muni said, "I'm very pleased with you." He didn't say, you know, like, but he also made it very, very clear that he was pleased because of his merciful nature. Because even although I became unduly angry, and although I sent that demon, and then the Lord was not pleased and sent his Sudarshan Chakra to punish me, you didn't get into that kind of mood from good, you know, good, let him be burned for a while. That's good. He deserves it. So he wanted to burn me. Now you got what you deserved. There was no such thing in Maharaj Ambarish. Maharaj Ambarish was simply, you know, he's a brahmana, and you know, this brahmana is suffering on my account, and you know, that should not be the case, because he's a brahmana. Maharaj Ambarish did not consider this demon that was created as very important. So
it's nice.
Nice moves. Not easy to develop such moods, but at least we begin with Vaishnava etiquette. Vaishnava etiquette is what we need, especially in the beginning. You see, it's like an advanced devotee will automatically give respect to everyone spontaneously. But when we are not so advanced, then we very need to really follow the Vaishnava etiquette and always give respect to everyone, especially to seniors. And in this way, we will always deal with the Vaishnavas properly. A Vaishnava, there's so many verses, and Srila Prabhupada did not comment, although some are really nice, you know. So I'm not thinking that I'm the reason why we don't comment on verses that were that have no purport is out of Vaishnava etiquette, so that we are not thinking I am greater than the acharya and I will explain so many things, you know, about all these verses here. When I comment something anyway, I don't do that in a spirit of stepping over Srila Prabhupada, but just say, well, that is very nice, because like here, for example, what is impossible for the servants of the Lord? By the very hearing of his holy name, one is purified. So that Yannama Sruti Mantena, here it is translated like the holy name of the Lord. One can also translate it in a different way and translate it like the holy name of the devotee. So by hearing the holy name of the devotee, one is also purified, because the name of a devotee is also a holy name. Just saying that name, Prabhupada, is sort of invoking so many blessings. So the name of the devotee is also a holy name. Still, the holy name of the Supreme Lord is the one that is being chanted. Even Lord Chaitanya, that sometimes is raised the point that Lord Chaitanya is more merciful than Krishna, and therefore when we chant the names of the Panchatattva, then no offense is considered, and one very quickly achieves ecstasy. And some have taken it, after reading that particular verse, that to chant the name of Chaitanya is even better than to chant the name of Krishna. They started to chant rounds of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada. Panchatattva mantra, and of course, it's wonderful to chant the Panchatattva mantra. But Lord Chaitanya himself was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha mantra. Therefore, one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha mantra. One must not step over Lord Chaitanya. One must, you know, Sato Vritti, follow in the footsteps and do as he did. Not in Anukara, but in Anusara, not in imitation, but in actually following him. So that spirit has to be there. So we're careful. The holy name of the Lord is the ultimate purifying factor. And devotees are always chanting the holy name of the Lord. That is natural. Even in other yugas, devotees were chanting the holy name of the Lord. And however, in this yuga, because Lord Chaitanya's additional prayer is there, Lord Chaitanya's additional blessing is there. His mercy is there. I mean, externally he's praying, internally he's blessing, because he's the Supreme Lord. But therefore, the holy name now produces very quick results. In other yugas it also produces results. You have to chant it for a long time, but now very quickly, become transcendental. And once you're transcendental, then life becomes easy, you know. See all these trains running up and down, seeing people running into the station, out of the station, going to work. Money, money, money. Because so many desires, so many needs all need to be fulfilled. This train is running on desire. It's just this desire. Desire for having so many things. Desire for... Otherwise the need is also simply fulfilled. But it goes way beyond need. It goes to desire. But once you chant the name of the Lord, then desires change. Desires become simple. And when you don't have so many burning desires, desires that burn like fire day and night, deepa nisahiya jwala, so many desires, I want all these things. I'm young, I never experienced all that. You experience it for zillions and trillions of time over zillions and trillions of lives. And now you just forgot all about it. Now you say, I never experienced that. And you want to do it again. And you'll never be satisfied. Never, never, never. Not for how many lifetimes you're going to try and run around. Forget it. Well, how do you forget? I can't forget. I can't. It's very deep. It's me. You know, I mean, for you, maybe possible, but, you know, I am what I am. I'm a man, you know. Calm down. Hold the horses. And, just chant Hare Krishna. And suddenly you realize that you're not that body. And then you just become detached from it. Servant of Krishna. No longer, I am the enjoyer, bhokta. No, I'm not the bhokta. Krishna is bhokta. Bhokta Ram, Yogyatapasam. He is the enjoyer. And therefore, bhogaisvarya prashaktanam daya paitasitasam. It is said if you are so attached to sense gratification, to I am the enjoyer, it's all for me. I'm running around for me. And then there are those who are like, I hate this world, I tried to be happy. I hate this world, I'm not happy, and I hate the whole system, and I hate everything, and therefore I'm going to spray the I'm going to spray the drains. Yeah, spray paint the drains. Because I hate the world. No, I hate it. Pull up. And again, pull up. Everywhere I see, pull up. We can see there is frustration. I hate that I want to be happy so much and still I'm not. Still I'm not. You know. And they've created this whole world and still I'm frustrated. Pull up. Yes. Yeah. Painted everywhere. So like this, we're seeing. But we see through the Bhagavatam and we say yes. Because they are poor. Indeed, these people on the trains are poor. They are poor because they have not worshipped the Lord. They have no wealth. One who has not worshipped the Lord has no wealth, is actually poor. No daivi sampad, no spiritual wealth. But if one has worshipped the Lord, if one has explored, like here in Bhagavatam, there is wealth. There is wealth. We realize that, you know, like we're in a university and we have to be careful. We cannot just say Krishna, the Supreme Personality, you've got to give your whole life to Him, to hell and everything else. That, instead we have to say the Divine, right? Come to the Divine platform. And of course, you know, the personal feature of the Divine. Wow, personal feature of the Divine. You know, amazing. Krishna, 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 Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, is so personal that He even chases some offender with His own personal weapon, which then happens to be personal also. You know, his personal weapon is not only like a weapon, you know, like, no, it's a personality. That whole Sudarshan Chakra is also a personality. Check it out. So, you know, here's the Supreme Person, and his weapon is a person, and throughout the whole universe there are deities that control, oh yes. The wind, the Maruts, right? There are Maruts, 49 Maruts, and they control different winds. 49 different types of winds blowing. Yes, you get them all at once here in Cape Town. Or all separate in all varieties. You know, the Maruts work overtime here. This is Marut Loka. Right? Gosh. This is the Cape. So, personalities are there. And science things. Yes. This is primitive. This is primitive. Now we know that the wind blows from the high pressure to the low pressure area. Oh, is that what you know? How nice that you know now. But the fact of the matter is that may be the case, but still, who makes it blow from high pressure to low pressure? The Maruts. They're back again. You know, the scientists. Sorry, you know, nothing has changed. There's still a personality behind everything. There you go. Yes. And your intelligence. Yes. Your intelligence is also not a product of your laboratory. It's a gift. It's something that was given to you. You haven't made it. Don't talk to me about God, okay? I am a self-made man. Who's a self-made man? Come on, What's that? Self-made man. Is there any self-made man anywhere? Ask your mom, you know. You have a self-made man. You know, this is self-made. I don't need anybody. I'm a self-made man. But, you know, when it comes to, and the self-made man is on a surfboard, and suddenly there's a shark, and then all he can say is, "Mommy!" Yes. He's not that self-made, after all. Yes. So, everything is a gift. It's just a gift. You got it, and it can be taken away like that. Just like that. As we remember this great scholarly Keshav Kashmiri Pandit, who was so learned, you know, in Sanskrit, a very difficult language, by the way, not an expert at it, what to do, and came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, who was sort of teaching grammar. I heard you teaching grammar. Begin us grammar. Well, that's very nice, you know, of course. I mean, I've gone to the other level, you know, the level of poetry. Could you recite, maybe, I heard you're such a great scholar, Nimai said, could you kindly make some poem about the Ganga?
Yes. Very nice. My favorite activity, making poems.
And he just, 100 verses just like that, you know, like a storm came from his mouth. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified him. So, but in verse 64, you used the word Bhavani Bhaitu, you know. Bhavani Bhaitu, which is referring to the wife of Lord Shiva, and Bhaitu means like the wife of Lord Shiva, you know, who is her husband, right? Is basically what Bhavani Bhaitu would mean, the wife of Lord Shiva, who is her husband. So that's ridiculous, right? You don't have to say that, you know. Either you say Lord Shiva, who's her husband, or you say the wife of Lord Shiva, right? You don't have to say both, you know. So that was clearly wrong, a grammatical mistake, and Nimai caught it. And, you know, like the pundit said, but how? I recited 100 verses. How could you point out a mistake in one of them? I recited all of them. How could you just point out a mistake and remember it? Nimai said, some are great poets and others are shrutikar. They can remember whatever they've heard. Pandit sort of shrunk in size a little bit, you know. And Kenneth just right there put on the spot, totally embarrassed, and people laughed, you know. But Lord Chaitanya said, no. Don't laugh. Because even the great poets like Vijayapati, they make many mistakes. So undoubtedly, this pundit is a great poet. But anyway, the pundit was totally embarrassed. Totally embarrassed. And that night, his worship of the deity Saraswati came in a dream. And that night, he asked Saraswati, but how is it possible? How is it possible that I was defeated like this, that you withdrew your mercy in front of Nimai? I have no authority, Saraswati said, because he's the Supreme Lord. So in this way, the pundit, so intelligent, was dependent on Krishna for his greatness, and that is material life, and that will, where one will lose it. One will lose it, you know. Where's Tyson now? Mike Tyson, the monster. Right? Mike Tyson would say, before the match, he'd say, "I'll eat your children." Just to sort of get the other guy going. Yeah, Mike Tyson, the animal. And where's he now? A has-been. A has-been. Yeah. Over the hill, a has-been. That's how it is. Right? How many wonderful, beautiful women, beauty queens, right? And now over the hill, you know, sort of catch it up somehow or other, over the hill. So that's the dynamics of life, you know. Just see the big lion, the big lion. The time comes that the younger lions chase him away, and he's got to go, or they'll kill him. I mean, they'll let him run, and there he is, the old lion, all by himself now, no longer the king. So that is the material world, material life. King for a day, and next day, sorry, you're out. Your glory is over. Even in spiritual life, you can be temple president, and then a has-been, you know, former temple president. And you know, and they don't give you the lamp first anymore. It's too much. They don't know, you know. They don't know who I am. These new devotees of today, you know. I mean, they don't appreciate seniority, you know. The etiquette's not what it used to be. It hurts when the lamp doesn't come to you first. The pecking order, all these things, yes. So we also have it. We also have it, and so on. Someone has to just, So Krishna takes care. And that's how it is. The whole process of purification is not just a lesson that you learn from the book. And now I have to learn the Bhagavatam, and I learn the lesson from the book. No, simultaneously there's also Krishna, along with the book, on the other track. It's like the book are the subtitles, and meanwhile life is the movie on the screen. And it's sort of, it's like that. The subtitles nicely come along with the movie, but meanwhile the movie on the screen is happening, life is happening. And sort of, you're gesturing with the hand, and it sort of reminds you, yes, it's rolling, maybe the car starts rolling. And that's sort of, at that time, a few prayers come to mind. Thanks, Krishna. A miracle, They're driving in the car, and the windows start to fog up. So, you know, I say to the driver, let some air into the car. And he turns on an air vent, and it made it so much worse. He turned on the wrong button. So within, it became totally fogged off. And he freaked out. Instead of sort of braking, he freaked out. It's swerving, and we're off the road on the left. And we'll go over two lanes, and we're on the grass on the right. And go from grass to grass, with the road in between. And I was like, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Because I've been in these things before, I've been a few times in these crazy situations. So I'm kind of alert these days, because I've learned an accident, many times an accident starts sort of looking like it's not so bad. And then it goes a level worse, and a level worse, and a level worse. Sometimes it's worse straight away, but many times it builds up a bit. So if I see a sign of what's going wrong, I'm already Krishna, Krishna. So the whole car was Krishna, Krishna. Subhat Maharaj, Krishna, Mother Teresa, Krishna, Krishna. And then nothing happened. Lucky, nothing came from the other side, no traffic. Could have been a good one. Krishna, Krishna. Just in a moment, and you realize, we're not in control here. We are the senior devotees. Control, purple. Drive carefully. Yes, Maharaj. Got it all under control. I was sometimes thinking about the Tamal Krishna Maharaj, who was who was so expert in dealing with material energy, who could really manage so nicely and bring everything under control, he left through an accident. That means he got out of control. And see the irony of Krishna. See what Krishna did to him. To the one who always was able to bring every circumstance under control. One of the best managers that the movement ever knew. They could bring everything under control. But Krishna gave him that particular last moment. We could see. It's getting out of control. It must have flashed through his mind. It's out of control. Krishna. There must have been a moment. So interesting how Krishna is in control. And that's really what's going on. So it's Krishna who is in control. And the movie of life is playing. And somehow or other, by the transcendental knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand life. We see it in a proper perspective. We suddenly see it. Yeah. We can see, I mean, anyone, an ordinary person might just think, there goes the train. People go to work. You have to work. And, but wait a minute. It's about fulfilling all these desires. And that's why the whole world needs to make trains. Otherwise, why did we need trains in the first place? Why do we need all this in Cape Town anyway? Could we have just stayed in the village? Or no? Were satisfied in the village? But you had some land. Just heard that sometimes the government sells land at giveaway prices and block of land. But you know, so on. Then what more do you want? Block of land, water, whatever you want. Got a life. I can't sit here on this land. Nothing going on. Nothing going on. What do you think we're going to do all day? Just like sitting here on this block of land, I mean, the city, in the city. Girls are pretty in the city, Life is good in the city, So what's going on? Excitement, God, I'm young, I'm young. You're young and you want something. Let's go. City, here I come. Isn't it? Otherwise, why are we here? Why are everyone in the city sitting on top of each other? Insanity, Why all here huddled together, back together, no room to breathe, Gosh, stinking air, filthy cars, traffic jams, why, This nice block of land somewhere, nice, everything nice. But because of desire, we need a train. Because of desire, we need a car. Because of desire, we need roads. Otherwise, what you need all that for? Don't need that. Forest path will do. Collect some things from the forest, grow some things on the field. Life's okay. What more do you want? Milk your cow. Simple. Milk, fresh fruits from the forest, fresh veggies. What more do you want? Cheese. Life's good. No need. But in the city, you can shop, shopping, and all these things. Nice, nice clothes, different ones. The village, a little more simple. But even then, there are desires. So even in the village, we make things. Color, beads, so many desires. Beats here, beats there, color here, color there. Even in the village, it's all there. So it's desire, so many things. Desire. Yeah, it makes us. Most of the time, we don't work to survive. We don't work to live. We work to fulfill our desires. That's it. Running around like crazy to fulfill so many desires. So a devotee doesn't need to satisfy it within himself. Just satisfy it. Does it make it nice? God sit here all alone in a block of land? No, make a temple. Make a temple.
I will.
Have kirtan.
Have gods.
Have a kirtan. Nice. Sometimes in the village it's really nice. Even in my Karmilanga experience, we wanted to go for New Year's Eve to Paris, the big city, France, Paris, celebrate New Year's Paris. And I was the driver in my car, so we're going, trying to make it from midnight to Paris, right? And then at 11:30, the temperature of the engine went higher and higher. stopped it. I was, raising full speed all the time. It was a bit too much for the old car. And then it was seriously overheated. I mean, at one point, like black smoke started to come out of the car and everything. So he was stranded, New Year's Eve, he was stranded. Oh no, So we walked through the fields, right? It's like, saw some houses, walked towards these houses. And then it was a little village, and there was a little pub, right? And they were celebrating New Year there. And it was really nice, actually. Yeah. The villagers were doing a drama. Yeah, they had a drama, so that was kind of nice. Oh, in French Belgium. But the spontaneous village drama was actually a fun New Year's Eve. It's a mundane example, right? But that, like, this whole illusion, the big city, the big party. And then in the village there was a small party, very nice. So, when we worship Krishna, In our simple village, suddenly our simple village will be a magic village, right? Oh yes, suddenly our magic village with our cows, they will be magic cows. Oh yes, and everything will be very nice. Then, and you don't need a degree to milk a cow. You don't need a PhD, to grow some veggies. I tell you. That you learn. You learn from a father. Just how to do it. There you go. I have this one disciple who is a who after years of struggle got her PhD, and then one day she told me, actually, I really like cooking. And then I thought, what you cook for all that trouble for? Just stay in the kitchen, not in a bad way, but I mean, it was funny, because after all that trouble, really like cooking. What a statement. It's the understatement, you sort of get the thing, where you get the head and the whole thing, the diploma under it, the caption. Actually, I mean, you like cooking. Simple and sublime. And that's Krishna consciousness. Okay, now any questions, comments?
Maharaj, the last words of purport was something very interesting.
Boom, boom, boom. Purport. Go back to the
first.
Purport. Boom, 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 boom. A Vaishnava can be understood by how much he is favored by the Supreme Personality of God in terms of his inconceivable activities. Vaishnava Kriya Vikya Mujahid. You want me to say something about it? Well, yes, you cannot know a Vaishnava because it is said, Sarva Mahabhunagam Vaishnava Sariyare, that all good qualities they manifest in the body of a Vaishnava. Krishna Bhakti Krishna Gun Sakala Sanchari, that by engaging in devotional service, the devotee develops all the good qualities of Krishna. So how can we understand the unlimited good qualities of Krishna, but the devotee begins to develop them by his devotional service? That's why Vaishnava Kriya Vikyana Vijaya. We cannot understand the Vaishnava because he begins to develop the good qualities of Krishna, then he's amazing. Krishna's qualities are amazing and unlimited. We cannot know them. How can we know a Vaishnava in this?
Just in the mood you were talking about the need for simplicity, I think Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati sums things up so nicely sometimes with the simplest statements. So he says, a man is happy if he can sleep at night and digest his food.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's an old man's realization.
A couple days ago, Marja made the comment that just by chanting Hare Krishna, we'll be able to follow the holy principle. And the only problem is that we don't believe that. I'm thinking that that's not a mental adjustment to just believe it.
No, it's not a mental adjustment. It means just maybe we've never chanted Hare Krishna. All these years we've been murmuring the name, and maybe we've never even chanted Hare Krishna. So if we would chant more serious and get really into it, then surely we would be able to follow the four regulated principles. You see, someone who struggles for a long time and says, "I'm chanting, but it doesn't work," has never chanted Hare Krishna. So start chanting Hare Krishna, and everything will follow. That's my answer to those who are struggling with that. Yes, so from chanting, four regulated principles follow. And of course, sometimes you may just fix the four regulated principles in your mind, right? Say, not following that. I actually followed them just after I read the book. I started with that, and then I started chanting. Maybe, but you can't maintain these four regulated principles without chanting Hare Krishna. Better be in chanting Hare Krishna, then surely it will become possible to follow the four. And with that, we end this morning. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
This morning is the last.